You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. You are listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, and I am here with Ross Sabaki. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Gina. How are you doing today?
I'm better than you. You're nervous because your wife Megan's right behind you listening.
She is. She is behind me, and that's why if I don't look at her, I think that makes it better because then I won't be nervous. But the good news that she's here is this for you.
Oh, boy.
I thought about the last time we had our show. It was a couple shows ago, you know, when you were giving me fun about cheese days in Monroe.
Do you remember that? Oh, my gosh. We all remember.
Yeah, Greg's nodding over there as well, too. Well, you know, I started thinking about that, and I'm like, you know, one of the advantages that we have and we take for granted is since we live in Greene County, there's cheese factories everywhere. We just
never
go to the cheese factory when we want to get cheese, where you go to the store. It's been processed. It's been sitting there for 2 months. So I was like, I felt like it would be perfect if I brought three of you all fresh cheese from Monroe as a gift. I've got Sharp, Yellow, you got Munster, and you three can pick. You, Ryan, and Greg.
And loving.
Exactly. I want you to taste Wisconsin cheese from Monroe.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, speechless. Greg is speechless, too.
Greg is dying.
Perfect.
Well, I don't want to be selfish. I'll just say out loud, I hate Munster. I've never tried it, and I have a palate of a five-year-old. But everyone else can pick first.
That's fair. And now this gift comes with a caveat. And that caveat is, again, the promise that you're coming to Cheese Days in 26.
I am coming. Oh, we said what year? Oh, I was just thinking, did we say what year?
We did.
Wow, you got me so worked up, I forgot to start the timer. I don't even know where we're at with time. Now, here we go. I'm transitioning from cheese to our guest. I am very excited, and I know you are too, Ross,
absolutely,
to have
100%.
Our guest coming on, Agnes Smithy. We talked about her last week with regard to time management, because if Agnes can do it, anybody can do it. Right?
Yeah, she is phenomenal.
They can figure it out. And so you guys, just in a minute or less, the way I even know Agnes is when I started at Pella 11 and a half years ago, I had to go to this training. I was brand new and they said, you have to go to Pella, Iowa for 2 weeks. And I thought it was a joke. I didn't even know there was a Pella, Iowa. I'm like, 2 weeks? Oh no, you go for 2 weeks. And there's nothing to do in Iowa. As a matter of fact, when I went to Pella, as I drove there, I called John and said, I think the electricity went out. It was a Sunday night. And he's like, no, they're all in bed. I'm like, it's 7 o'clock.
Iowa.
So Agnes's husband, Eric, was one of our amazing trainers at that time. And he was so in love with her, describing Agnes. We learned more about Agnes than we did Windows at that time. And I said to him, she is going to be my friend. I am going to meet her and she is going to be my friend. And here we are, 11 and a half years later, and I consider her one of my best friends. I actually have a coin that I got from a coach, Jerry Leho, that I wrote Agnes's name on it, because when I am stressed, I take out that coin. It's my anchor, and I look at it, and I'm like, Agnes supports me through that anchor, and if Agnes can do it, I can do it. So I'm super excited. After our commercial break, you all get to meet our Agnes. This is What's the Difference? We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference? And don't forget, if you're not up this early at 6:30 a.m., you can be downloading our podcast at WTMJ.com. All right, we're past cheese.
Never past cheese.
Okay, yeah. We are in Wisconsin. Agnes, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We are very excited for you. I wish this was the one time I wish I had a two-hour show because, honest to God, you have so many things we could talk about that would be both entertaining and educational and maybe make some people cry, the whole situation.
For sure, you too.
Well, considering you already made me cry with your introduction this morning.
I did? Oh, she's a tough cookie. If she shed tears, oh, that warms my heart to no end. Well, we brought you on because, so let's talk a little bit about Agnes. Agnes, I told you all, she worked for Pella Corporate when I met her a little over 11 years ago and insisted, I went up to her literally and said, I'm Gina, I don't know if your husband told you 4 months ago, but we're going to be friends. Do you remember that, Agnes?
Yes, I do, actually.
Were you scared?
That's actually the best friends I've ever had in life were all people that approached me that way. It's amazing. Aww. It was like, I'm not taking no for an answer. My best friend was that way. You were that way. There's many people that have done that and just said, you know what? I'm intrigued. I want to get to know you. You're tough. I'm going to break through this show.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Well, birds of a feather flock together. And I've always believed you should reach up. Both personally and professionally, and that's what I did with you. And so Agnes had, why don't you tell, you give us a quick summary of Agnes.
Sure. Agnes, I've been with Pella for 19 years in different roles. I started at the Chicago branch, and then I moved to corporate back in 2011, which is where I met my husband, Eric Smithy, that you described a little bit earlier. And then I was there for 10 years in different roles and moved to Houston to run and lead the Pella Houston branch here about four years ago. So.
And how many children?
Oh, we're going into personal. Good. So I have two beautiful children, Tessa and Julian. Tessa is 12 and Julian is 9. They're our miracle babies because Eric and I were told both at a young age that we weren't supposed to have children. So for us, it was a perfect partnership. And, we're very, very busy. They are heavily involved in sports and, you know, there's just a lot going on in our lives. So I thought it was funny when Gina reached out and said she wanted me to do time management because, you know, it's funny. People always say, I don't know how you do it all. And I'm always thinking, I don't know that I've actually figured it out, but I guess I'm doing something right. So excited to talk about this subject today.
You definitely are. You are a busy, very busy lady. And on top of that, you have a side gig. For how many years have you had your travel agency?
Yeah, I've been in the travel business actually before I got into the window business. So my dad was in the window and door business for as long as I can remember. So I grew up in the business. It wasn't a business I thought I was going to, you know, to go after. But when I was 18, I started working at Chicago O'Hare at the International Terminal, and I just had a love for travel and a passion for travel. So I started my travel agency about 25 years ago, and I've always done it as a side gig. I didn't think it would ever pay enough to
help me accomplish the goals that I wanted to accomplish in my life, but
I really got into the window and door business because my father had asked me to, and then Pella came knocking at my door, and I thought, well, how do you not go work for the biggest window and door company in the country? So it all just kind of fell into place. And I know I'm sure we're going to get into this, but it's amazing that the things that you plan for in life don't always work out that way, but you just kind of let
life lead you, and it will lead you to the right places. So
I'm where I need to be. I can manage both of those,
you know, and I still do. So.
And I'm looking at that beautiful handbag behind you. So when you talked about you didn't know if it would get you everything you might have wanted, I'm just staring at a handbag. I cuff it, but that's a whole nother topic. And then on top, I see it. And then I also want to throw in that can you talk about going back to school on top all of this?
Yeah, so that was interesting. And I think I probably learned the most about time management in all reality and how I was going to manage my days and my time
when I decided to go back to school. So I started at DePaul University as a young adult, obviously a long time ago, and I just never finished.
And it was something that really, really bothered me. So I don't really believe in failure. I've always been the type of person to adapt and
pivot. But the one thing in my life that always just kind of hung over my head was the fact that I didn't finish my degree. And for whatever reason, I also had a sense of pride around DePaul University. I wanted to finish DePaul. I didn't, you know, there's nothing wrong with local colleges or anything like that. And there was good schools in Iowa too, but with juggling children and life and everything, it was just one of those things where I just said, if I went back, I was going to go back and do that. Well, COVID hit. And once COVID hit, I thought, you know what? I know we're moving to Houston and we've got all this stuff going on, but if COVID is going on. Maybe DePaul finally created a program that I could take online and finish. And so I called them literally on my drive down the 17 hours from Iowa to Texas as we were moving. And I talked to an academic advisor and they said, yes. And I said, sign me up. And I don't know what I was thinking, but taking on a branch, 40 some new employees, children transitioning to new schools, like it, the timing couldn't have been any worse. But it was the perfect timing for what needed to happen in that moment. So there's a lot of learning that came out of that. And I'm proud to say that I finished it last year and I got my degree, and now I'm working on my master's. So
we're going to break for a commercial, and you can all understand why I invited Agnes. You just heard everything that's on her plate after the commercial break. We're going to get a few great tips from her on how she did it and is still sane. You are listening to What's the Difference? Welcome back to What's the Difference with our amazing Agnes. Ross, I see you writing like a crazy person. What do you want to talk about or ask about?
You know I do always write. I mean, that keeps me on track when I'm going through. I think one of the things is I wanted to ask is, and so I had the pleasure, and I've known Agnes, for you for a long time. One of the things I've never had the pleasure was to be in a room and see you lead a team. And I had that pleasure last week to see you lead some of the strongest leaders in our industry, quite honestly. And I was absolutely blown away of how well and how good you can hold the conversation and really get that group together to kind of strategize on a different points and talking points and, you know, ideas. So I was very impressed with
including that. Richard Wood. I mean, that's a task in itself.
I'm going to let that one go for a while.
Mm-hmm. We'll send this to Richard.
When we, one of the things I think about when time management, and I wanted to ask you this because I feel like we're all that same way. There's usually something that we do on a daily basis that we would never stop doing, right? It's like our thing. I have to do this because it keeps me on track for the day. And I wanted to ask you, do you have something like that, that it's a daily ritual that you do so that you stay on point?
I wish I had a really good answer for that, Ross, to be completely honest. I think the way I function is a little bit different than most people would be comfortable in, because I do thrive in a level of chaos, right? And it made me giggle this morning when I got Gina's list of questions when she sent it to me 35 minutes before this and said, hey, we may talk about a few of these things. And I felt this like weird panic, and I'm like, but this is what I'm good at, right? This is the panic. But what it makes you realize is that as a leader, even though you thrive in that chaos, you can't expect your people to thrive in that chaos always, right? So I have to be super aware of who the stakeholders are in any given conversation as I go into a situation. So for me, I make sure that I have a short to-do list every morning of the things that I know have to get done today, like non-negotiable. These are the things that I have to function, that I have to do and I have to complete. But I also have become very aware, and actually we probably don't have a lot of time to go into this, but I even pulled it up this morning. While I was in school, I had several professors that sent me a YouTube video that was a TED Talk by a man named Adam Grant. And he talks about the art of original thinking, I believe is what the title is. I'll have to double check it. But he spends time talking about precrastinators and procrastinators and where creativity lives in many people. And I've, you know, for those that have thought in my life that I was a procrastinator, I do my best work and my creativity really hits in this like last second thing that will just drive people absolutely crazy and put them in a tizzy. For me, it's when my best work happens, right? It is the last 24 to 48 hours of something major approaching where my best work actually surfaces. I could sit down and plan something 2 months in advance and it'll never look or feel the way that it would if it happens within 48 hours. I just have to make sure that the people involved in the project have their tasks well ahead of time that they're working for, but my creativity doesn't start until that. So not a great answer, I'm sure, for those that, you know, this would make you really, really nervous. But for me, it's prepping the day before, the morning of, to say, hey, these are the things that I absolutely have to focus on. And the big things, I just kind of back into that from there because I know what's about to happen.
And that is a good answer, because what I would say at the end of the day is you probably give comfort to a lot of people out there that just like, and I feel I'm probably on this, more on your side of like, you know, under that pressure of going through and a lot of things happening, it just, I don't forget things. They just come to me, where some people feel like that and they may feel like they're doing it wrong because they're not the person that likes to get the assignment started and have it done early. And I think of the relationship between you and Gina, you're polar opposites on that, right? You both are highly successful, you know, with Impella, but you like to, Gina, right? You like to plan things. As soon as you know what you're going to do, you want it done right away. Agnes, you're the opposite. Under pressure is where you have high level performance.
Yeah.
Yep. I have a question, switching gears here, for all the parents listening. How do you, or what would you recommend to help people say no to get rid of the mom guilt or the dad guilt? What can we say no to?
Yeah, I don't know that anybody has mastered the elimination of mom guilt or business guilt or any kind of, especially as a woman, right? As I think it's just very, very hard to get away from that. But the things that I say no to, I would say, you know, if it's a, let's say it's my travel business, I have consciously started saying no to certain, you know, whether it's new clients that are looking for a specific thing. I found my niche and where I'm really good, where I utilize different vendors that make me better, that I can trust, that can help me execute, that I just say no to the things that I'm not, it's not what brings me joy, right, in that specific business. When it comes to my Pella business, it's the same thing. It's being okay with saying no. Not every request that you get from your employees has to be a yes. You don't have to chase every single one. You are in a leadership position because you know what is going to, what you're going to learn along the way and what brings the entire company a benefit, right? But you also know and have enough experience in the business to know when to say no to certain things and not allow individuals to waste your time, waste their time, you know, but you have to say it and approach it in a specific way. All right.
I had gotten a great tip when the kids were younger and in school, and it was when you're volunteering, don't do things like, we have a program called Script where you bought gift cards and the school got a certain amount of money and it was back end hours every week to take care of that. That was a volunteer position. No, instead I did things where I was physically with the kids, a field trip, hot lunch. So when you're going to volunteer, be with your children. That was one of the best tips I had ever gotten. We're going to break and we will be back with Agnes. You are listening to What's the Difference? Welcome back to What's the Difference? We are just finishing with Agnes, and we wanted to wait till the end because she has something really profound that has helped her. And Agnes, will you share with us something you felt was really critical to talk about this morning?
Yeah, you know, as I was preparing for this segment, I was really thinking about, you know, what are some of the things that kind of push us forward? And I told Gina, I think it's really important to just know yourself and who you are as a person, what makes you tick, what gives you joy, you know, what gives you the energy needed, and also be aware of the things that really drain your energy, right? So when I'm generally a night owl. I get all of my best work done when my kids go to bed. I can sit down. Nobody's talking back at me. The emails aren't blowing up because everybody's in their own world, right? Everybody's doing what they want to do. That for me was always a time where I could get a lot of work done and just execute. Well, stages in life change, right? My kids got older. They don't go to bed at 7:30 anymore. I went back to school. And, you know, for me, reading puts me to sleep. So it calms me down and it puts me to sleep. So I had to reshift my entire work day when I was doing my assignments to wake up super early in the morning, go to bed at night, wake up super early in the morning, and then do my homework, get that out of the way because I had the energy in the morning, and then go do the things that give me joy and bring me energy so that I would regenerate throughout the day. You know, don't allow people to tell you how things should be. You know yourself enough. You know how much you can handle, you know, and it might not look the best. It might not be the way that somebody else would want to do it. Just, again, like I said earlier, just be aware of who is in your presence and communicate with them on, this is how I have to do things, right? This is how I'm going to get the most work done. And when you come through for people, even if it's at the last second, if it makes somebody uncomfortable, but you come through consistently, they realize what you're able and capable to do. So give yourself some grace is really what I'm saying. is it's not, you're not going to make everybody happy. It's just not going to happen. But you know what you can do.
That is like a mic drop. I wish I had a mic drop moment here. That was it. You know, Agnes and I are crazy with how many hours we work, and we always say to each other, how do you do this? Why do you do this? And then we joke when we, if we were to win $1 billion and retire, we'd go to Aruba or St. Thomas and we'd be on the beach for a week together and be bored and start a lemonade stand. And then one wouldn't be enough, right? We'd now have a chain of lemonade stands. It's just how we are. Agnes, we can't thank you enough for being our guest. This is going to be, I think we're going to get so many hits on this. You were so helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. It was great chatting with you.
Next week, you will not want to miss, we are on What's the Difference going to be talking about the importance of one of the most powerful tools and often overlooked for your business growth, which is Google reviews. Why they matter, how to get them. Without begging, by the way. I think we always feel like we have to beg. And how they can double your credibility literally overnight. So don't miss it. Have a great week, and thanks for listening to What's the Difference?